I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Vatican Foreign Minister Archbishop Paul Gallagher spoke at the UN General Assembly and called for the abolishment of the death penalty worldwide. The Archbishop stated the Holy See believed in respecting the common good and the dignity of every human. He pressed that getting rid of capital punishment would, quote, reflect the brave and hope-filled belief that crime can be dealt with without it, as well as give criminals the chance to reform. Archbishop Gallagher also noted Pope Francis's recent change to the Catholic Church's catechism, which says the death penalty is inadmissible. Christine Blasey Ford, the first woman to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, testified in the Senate today. Ford said she did not mistakenly identify Kavanaugh as her attacker and that the attack caused her to have anxiety, phobia, and symptoms similar to post-traumatic stress. When asked what her strongest memory of the attack was, Ford stated the laughter between Kavanaugh and his friend Mark Judge, who was there. Democrats on the Judiciary Committee wanted to subpoena Judge for his testimony. However, Republicans have rejected the request, and Judge has stated he does not want to speak publicly. President Trump stated he would, quote, certainly prefer not to fire Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Rosenstein was said to have made comments suggesting secretly recording the president and using the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. However, Rosenstein has denied making the comments. The Deputy Attorney General is overseeing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. His departure could put the investigation in danger and would create a delicate and precarious political situation for the White House. At a rally for those protected by a program called the Temporary Protected Status, commonly referred to as TPS, migrants urged for permanent status in the United States, citing the millions upon millions of dollars they have contributed to the U.S. economy over the years, as well as their involvement in rebuilding structures and cities after terrorist attacks like 9/11 and natural disasters like hurricanes. The TPS program allows people from certain countries who are affected by violence or other humanitarian issues to legally live and work in the U.S. However, the Trump administration has ended TPS for a number of countries over the last year and a half, even as travel warnings for some of those countries remained or were added. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.